Now, okay, Mag just left and the other people left and I got them to lock the door. Because, see, I don't want nobody in here right now. Okay, now, what did you say you were going to do?
Well, I'm going to, if I don't get the money to pay for these things, you see, I'm suffering myself, and the people here at the temple is holding my money and Mabel's money. And we can't turn without expenses, without running and asking somebody for something. Mabel doesn't want to go commune. Father said if she didn't go commune, one of us couldn't go commune. So I do want a portion of my money. If I don't, I'm going to go down and talk to the federal folks about it. I'm going to have it.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I'm going to have mine. I'm not going to suffer like I'm suffering and putting her off where she... Mabel's afraid because those people threatened to kill her about her own money when Ines and all of them were jumping at her and she didn't even know what to do. That was a low-down, dirty act. And she hadn't been willing to do it. And you know she hadn't. And now her mother's out here. And she can't take her to the promised land. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. You could, she died before she got to New York. I don't care who's trying to hold up. She died before she... I know the condition of that woman.
Well, Uncle, like I said before, you know, I don't live down that way, you and Mabel. And, you know...
Well, you sure did put a problem down here with us. You sure did put a problem down here with us. Mabel wasn't intending to bring her back here.
Yeah.
You put that problem in here. Nobody but you.
Well,
and I've done everything I've ever known to help you since I've been here.
Well, I really appreciate it, too.
Yeah, you sure do. And I'm telling you, you have done us more harm than any one person on this campus. Now, that's the truth. You told me one time, and as much as we've done, that since you found Jim Jones, you didn't need me. You remember that?
No,
Yes, you do. But I think that's a very low-down way to do. And I can't refuse people. I'm made up that way. I forgive people for what they do. I don't hold it against them. But I put it. I didn't really low down.
Now, okay, I'm sorry.
I said I put it in my book of remembrance.
I
let my future, my past, be my future confidence in anybody. If you take your past and then look at that person, you can let that thing be your future confidence. They have driven us around like dogs, and we've given more money in this cause, I believe, than any one person in here. I really do. And then they're trying to take that away. When Mother comes, I'm hoping she will come. I may not go. I may wait till she comes here. And when she comes, I'm going to call her and tell her that Father doesn't come. I'll tell him. They even threatened to kill her about her money in that council room that night. And nobody knows what went on at my home when I went back there. I had to pack Mabel in my arms from that garage to my bedroom and put her in bed. And then I called Father through the Spirit. Father came. Father told me what to do. And the only thing that I know, Jim will live up to his word. But there isn't a council member. I mean not one. I mean not one is worth a damn. I know that. And they're all after just what they can get. Jim didn't choose this council. You know how they got in?
How?
I'm going to tell you.
How?
Just like somebody giving him a name, and he took them along as because they were represented by somebody. And the same people that have threatened to kill him, that have poisoned him, have come out of this council. And some of them have gone by the way of the grave. Some have gone by the way of the street. Some have gone about their business. And you know it too. But I'm going to tell you, I never seen such a bunch of low-down, dirty people in all my life. And some talking about, do I want to go to the promised land? If they wouldn't accept me, I put 26 years in counseling, recreation, playgrounds, schools, and everything, and they get a bunch of dope addicts to be counselors, and they have bought enough things to even cover up their ass. That don't make sense. Then I'm going to go to the promised land and have them bossing me the rest of my life? That's the worst thing I ever seen in my life. Well, I just had to get it off my chest.
Well, I'm glad you did. Like I said before, I'm sorry, you know, that you feel that I've been such a terrible person and let you down.
So, you sure have. But that's all right.
Well,
I never have in my life have begged for nothing. Mm-hmm. But I got out and begged for this council. Begged for this project, please. I put more damn gum council papering money in that place than all the other people put together. But that's all right. I don't mind it.
Well,
I'd do it again. And that council is the one who ran us off of the street. It's nothing but that was free money. Money that just by mistreating people, doing everything just like that old guy I wasn't gonna never go back up Animo, up to Frisco. That old nigga telling me I'm gonna start kicking ass.
He's not even there anymore.
Oh, he's going over. He's going over in the promised land. You think I'm gonna go over there and be under council the rest of my life? I would not do it to save nobody. I'll die right here in this room before I do it. There's nothing over there but slavery. That's all that's here. If people can't do no better, then that's all right. But if you can do better, that's a hell of a place to go. So I'm going to wait, and I'm going to see what I can do. I might go down and talk and see if I can get these things paid for and tell them why I can't get it.
Mm-hmm. You mean you're going to do what then?
Nothing. But I bet I'll get it. Because the federal government, that money, dedication, they can't take away from you. Your life support.
You mean... What
nothing.